This weekend is the best opportunity to view Mars in 15 years. I spoke earlier this morning with NASA planetary scientist Dr. Geronimo Villanueva about recent images and discoveries by the Hubble telescope.
So what's happening is that Mars is going to be very close. Actually, the last time it was this close was 15 years ago. And so we can, you know, if we had a telescope, you can actually see Mars with a very high resolution, like, you know, very, very, very nice. Especially if you use, like, space telescopes like Hubble, you can get a very detailed image of Mars.
Now, Hubble has been watching Mars recently. I looked on your website and saw some of the images. Talk a little bit about that dust storm we're seeing.
Yeah, so, you know, one of the great things about Hubble is that it has been active since 1990. So this is almost 30 years of observations. So it allows us to monitor climate on Mars, you know, with incredible quality. And the fact that we can see now the dust storm now is beautiful, because 2 years ago it was a clear planet. And if we see now with Hubble, you can see all this fuzzy red, orange glow. And it's all related because it has a global dust storm covering the planet. And we don't know how it's going to last, but we hope Hubble will help us to know the duration or how long is going to this last on Mars.
What are we learning about why this dust storm is happening?
Well, I mean, you know, we have a lot of assets on Mars right now. We have rovers and little robots and robots and orbiters. And so, you know, they actually impacting our assets there. For example, one of the rovers is actually, we lost communication with it because of the dust storm. And also allow us to see, you know, the prospects of habitability. One day we want to go to Mars. It's good to know, you know, how easy it's for humans to be there. You know, how do we deal with these dust storms? So the more we learn how they activate, how long they last, and all those things are very important for future human exploration of the planet.
But this is a planet-wide dust storm, is it not?
That is correct. So it started to be very local, and within a month, it became a global dust storm, and is engulfing the whole planet right now.
Talk a little bit about what are some of the other things Hubble has taught scientists over the years, some things that we've learned.
That's correct. So, you know, Mars is our closest planet, and then, you know, we kind of even study the outer part of the solar system, even, you know, Jupiter's, Neptune, Saturn, and how allow us to monitor these planets for 30 years. I mean, this is unprecedented with incredible instrumentation. So we have learned so much about the outer solar system that it was unthinkable before. And if you go beyond the solar system, you know, we will learn about the origin of the universe. We will learn about the most distant stars with Hubble. So Hubble has been definitely an incredible asset for exploration and discovery of our universe.
Now, is there an effort to replace Hubble?
Well, I mean, Hubble is incredibly, after 30 years and all the service we have done to it, it is in the peak of performance right now, and it should last for we're expecting at least we'll be easily in the mid 2020s we should be actually still have a Hubble, but we are developing the future telescope, which is called the James Webb Space Telescope. And it will be complementary to Hubble. It mainly will sample the optical and some of the infrared, so different colors that Hubble can do. And it will be bigger, and it will be incredible performance. So I think we having these two assets in space will allow us to see the universe like in an unprecedented view.
Talk a little bit about Saturn and some of the images that are on your website right now with Saturn.
Yeah, so, you know, as we can also monitor the weather on Mars and the climate of Mars, and we see this dust storm happening there, we can also see for some of the massive storms happening right now in Saturn and how they evolve. And some of them last for a long time. Some of them disappear. We think this one is actually disappearing right now. And the beauty of Hubble is that we can monitor these planets and make these measurements over long times, and we can see how these storms develop, grow, and then they die.
Do we need to worry? I mean, how long ago? I mean, this is it takes time, right, for these images? Or so really, is this all happening like right now? Is it how many years in the past where some of these things grow and die?
Well, I mean, if you think about it, for example, you know, we know on our planet, full year is 1 year, you know, that it takes for us to go around the sun. The further you go out of the solar system, the longer the year takes. And for Mars, it's 2 years, and if you, Jupiter's longer, and also for Saturn. So these evolutions of climate are very slow, and they take many, many years. And, you know, that's why we can see this, you know, also Jupiter, we can see the red spot growing and then become very small over time, and having an asset that is there for 30 years allow us to see this evolution with incredible precision that it was unthinkable before.
What's next? What's next with space exploration?
Well, I mean, one of the frontiers that we are trying to develop with the telescopes is to devise locations in our solar system and beyond that they are prime for exploration of humans. And also they have astrobiological significance, for example, search for life and so on. And for example, one of the great things that Hubble has been doing is we've been observing one moon of Jupiter called Europa that we think has a big ocean underneath. And, you know, we see these plumes of water coming out thanks to Hubble. So the next steps are, okay, is that ocean underneath Europa habitable? Can we maybe send robots and maybe in the future humans? So we are preparing, paving the road for human exploration beyond our planet.
Images can be seen where? How?
Well, I mean, you can go right now and to nasa.gov/Hubble. And there you could see all the latest images that we are taking at Hubble, especially the latest we're taking for Mars and Saturn, and many, many other more. But these are very recent images that we've been taking, and you will see the high quality of these images. It's going to be really, really beautiful images.
And tell us again how we spot the planets in the night sky this weekend.
Well, I mean, just go at night, look at the moon. It's going to be in the south. And to the right of Mars, to the right of the moon, you will see a red glowing little star, but it's actually Mars. And most of the stars will twinkle, but you will see planets don't twinkle. They actually look very steady, orange red glow, and that is Mars. And it's going to look brighter than before. I mean, you can definitely see it next to the moon.
All right. I want to thank you so very much for taking time today.
Thank you for the interest.